proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish customs. We approach a solemn Jewish holiday known as the Day of Atonement, also called Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement itself falls on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Jewish calendar. According to the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, God called upon the Jewish people to afflict their souls on that day. God forbade Jews from working on the Day of Atonement. Over the years, Jewish laws have prohibited other practices as well, such as washing oneself and bathing. Adults will go without food or water for the entire period of Yom Kippur, with exceptions made for those who are in ill health. In the 16th chapter of Leviticus, God ordained, quote, "In the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you," unquote. He continued by declaring, quote, "On that day shall the priests make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord," unquote. In that same chapter of Leviticus, God gave the Jews specific instructions about how to go about this procedure. Quote, "And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments," unquote. When the priest did that, God commanded the high priest to, quote, "make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priests and for all the people of the congregation," unquote. In addition, the high priest made a special offering on the Day of Atonement. He would take two goats and present them to God before the door of the tabernacle. After killing one of the goats, the high priest would apply the goat's blood to the mercy seat, located on the Ark of the Covenant. After laying his hands upon the head of the second goat, known as the scapegoat, and after confessing the sins of Israel over the scapegoat, the high priest would then send that living animal into the wilderness. Contemporary Jews spend most of Yom Kippur worshiping in the synagogue. The evening service before the Day of Atonement is known as Kol Nidre, that is to say, all vows. In that service, attendees ask God to annul any oaths that they might make over the next year. Jewish sages added this prayer to the liturgy to protect those Jews who were compelled to make vows under duress. During Yom Kippur, Jewish people confess their sin in two different sections of the service. The part known as Ashmenu, which means our guilt. The Ashmenu petition lists sins in general. Jews recite the Al Chet, for the sin, portion. That details specific sins. 10 times during the synagogue services, Jews will recite the Al Chet. The final synagogue service is known as Naila, or closing. It depicted God as sealing his decree for that year. At that time, the storage bag containing the Torah scrolls contained open. The congregation would stand throughout the length of the ceremony. A long blast from the shofar, or trumpet, brought the service to a close. During the Day of Atonement, some modern-day Jews engage in a ritual known as Kapporeth, or Atonement. A person will purchase a fowl, usually a chicken, on the morning before Yom Kippur. He'll wave the animal over his head, asking God to accept it as an atonement for sins. Then he will kill the animal and donate it, or its monetary equivalent, to the poor. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish customs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.